Wait, what did she do? Like,
this is the fuck? Behind the scenes Black Boys in Motion. Did you just take all the wine?
I fucking will.
Ooh. And I mean, go ahead, go off, queen.
Not queen.
Y'all hear it clacking. Y'all know what's going on.
Y'all hear the clickety clack.
Welcome to part two.
Right. Welcome to part two.
Y'all know what the fuck.
Welcome to Jocelyn's Cabaret.
We're still on that.
Oh, you're dreaming of mentioning the podcast.
Welcome to Black Boys in Motion.
Ooh, we need Jocelyn Hernandez.
Where we talk about everything you don't want to hear.
You $2 whore.
Hey, give me head.
Come back here so I can break you your neck, you funky hoe.
Did they say that?
Yeah, bitch, you gotta watch it, bitch. Just don't worry about it. You gotta have to watch it.
Come back here, suck and dig what you do best.
That's like GTA, like
hell.
The fucking side characters. Like, that's the shit they be saying.
Hell is fucking.
They be like, you dirty rat.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Oh my god. Oh my god.
What the fuck?
They probably listening to this like, oh my god.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
Okay, let's toast to Black Boys in Motion.
Let's toast. Ooh, welcome. Welcome to part two.
Mm. Ooh, that's good. That's sweet.
So
can I have a little bit of your, a little bit more?
Oh yeah. Thanks. I was at work and then I stole these from emergency intercom. Like, I didn't steal them, but I got inspiration.
That's what we'll call it.
Bitch, we're paraphrasing. Bitch, we're paraphrasing. Fuck y'all. Fuck okay. Y'all. Y'all are white. Fuck y'all.
Right. Y'all are very white. Emma is Ecuadorian.
She's Honduran. Honduran.
Don't ask me how I know.
Exposed.
Say now, she said on the thing. Yeah, she's Honduran. I cannot find a thing, but I literally wrote it down.
Anya's my Honduran cousin. I'm Colombian, so you know how that is.
Yeah, I know how that go.
I know that one of the questions was how to maintain a friendship. So, and I was like, that's hard.
That's a great question.
I was actually, this is a really good question for me. I should address it right the fucking
way. Like, say her name. Say her name.
The virus really just sparked my brain as soon as you said that.
Yeah, so how to maintain.
I'm ready for the read. Let's friendship. Go. This is
part two.
Sick. You're so messy. Anyway. Say her name. This is
does
not my bitch.
Does she listen?
At all. Okay, first of all. To be a good friend, I feel like there has to be a basis of communication, right? And it has to be honest, you know what I mean? Like, if you say you're my best friend, you say you're my best friend. And that means not just using me for emotional support as like a comfort blanket, just like actually committing to being in a transactional relationship where we both benefit from it and both pay attention to each other. I think that's important, and that's a deal breaker. Because then I can't trust you. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you keep stuff from me, or if you lie to me, or if you just constantly, neglect me and then beg for my attention, I think that's a weird quality in people. This isn't the first time I've came to throws with it. So, I think it's just my quality of kindness is something that people over, try to take advantage of, because I don't know, I'm a nice person. I would say I'm a kind person. I care about people, and I think that those are qualities that other people should have, especially in a friendship, and it should be genuine. I think that's important. It should just be a genuine connection.
Very true. I agree with all that, but I guess in the case of me and Trey, I feel like it was just kind of a genuine connection. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was anything like fake or anything that was like weird about it. I think how to maintain a friendship is just to honestly, just like the other person. Mm-hmm. Like, just don't Like, if that's the person you're like them. Yes, like, if that's the person you're claiming to be your number one, like, you're basically your sibling, then you should treat them as such. Exactly.
Like, that's how you know you have a good friendship when they literally think you're brothers. Like,
yes.
There's times where, like, niggas is calling me Al, and niggas is calling Al Trey. Like, what sense does that even make?
And they're like, oh, you guys, like, are, we don't even look alike. Like, you're twins anyway.
But it's like, they just know, like, you know, it's just that cool between them. And honestly, the way me and Al became friends is, like, it's so literally silly. The dumbest shit
it's so
in the world.
It's so silly and so
weird. And I don't even know if we could say it.
Like, yeah, I don't think we could say it, like, what we were talking about. It was just so silly and, like, and it just, like, and it was, like, you know.
But you know
that
what
That one
I
conversation
like?
Changed everything because I checked on you in the hospital.
I think that is just the biggest icebreaker you could break because it's, like, you can have any conversation after that. Like,
I mean, yeah, I mean, well, are we going to have to bleep it? Because I think we need just context for the crowd.
Just all right.
It might, yeah, okay.
So, but all right, so for some reason, young Trey, don't know why.
In English
class,
by the
way. This is K-V-N-G Trey. Before, this is not even Trey Macklin.
I think mine was like C.O.N.F.
We're going to get into that. So this is young KVNG Trey, freshman, you know, I was about to fight a few days ago. Going crazy in the chat.
Just banana. I don't even know who he was. I thought we were about to get beat up that day, but continue.
Beat up. Yeah, okay. So we get in a group for English, and
It's me,
you, Nick,
and Santiago or something? Yeah, I think it was the one, I forgot.
I don't know, but we're in a group. Good thing there was no girls there. Right. That would be bad.
Right.
So we're sitting there, we're all quiet. Like, nobody's saying nothing, we all don't know each other. So I'm just looking around, I'm like, what do y'all do after? Like, I just flat out, like, what do y'all do? Like, do y'all just sit there? Do y'all think about it? I don't, yo.
Yeah, like, why would you say that?
I don't know.
And why did everybody in the group answer? That's beyond it.
Why did everybody have an individual answer?
Let me think. You know?
Like, we really had a man-to-man, like, talk. Like, we were like, what do y'all do? And it was like, well, you know, I just get up and go on what I'm doing with my day. And then, man, I was like, I just chilling for a little bit. And I was like, oh, my God, me too.
Just sitting there.
And then that's literally
what. And then Trey was in the hospital for, like, a week. Yeah, and I was like, oh, my God, what's going on?
I didn't come to English for a minute.
Yeah. And then I texted him on Kick and I was like, oh my God, are you okay?
Kick. I had an Android. Kick.
Yeah, and then we just started hanging out of nowhere. Like, I don't even know, like,
where. Like, I can't remember, like,
at all. I just remember so many memories. There's just too many times.
What situations where we were, like, chilling. I guess it was English.
That's what I'm saying, but I don't even remember. Like, I just remember one day, like, we were sitting next to each other every day. And, like, we literally would copy each other's. Like, no, you would literally copy my tests. Like, and Miss Satterfield would know it. Because we didn't go out of our way to hide it. Like, we would be sitting there on our laptops. And you'd be like, what's answer number 3? And I'm like, A. And everybody in the class just.
No, at O.
And Miss Satterfield just on the computer.
Terrible.
Yep, and we got the same exact grade, same exact answers wrong, right.
I think. Not even to how to maintain a friendship, but how to find a really good friend, like, even just with that question, is find somebody with similar interests. Like, me and Al, and me and plenty of friends that I have, we all have, like, either one really big interest or, like, a couple, like, definitely more than one. But me and Al, like, it's literally, like, me and my twin and them, like, it's literally, like, everything that I like out for some reason.
It is literally like we have the same humor, same like same taste in shows, same taste in music, same taste in movies. Like, it's really like have a lot of things in common. It's so weird because it's like having a twin. It's like really crazy that we only met freshman year because I feel like I've known you since you were 8 years old.
Right.
Like, it's bananas.
And we met in high school. That's crazy.
Another quality is somebody that could accept you for who you are because I literally just told your mom, like, man, and nothing changed.
Yeah, I was like, okay, perfect.
Yeah, you know, I was really straight, and then I was just like, yeah, I got a boyfriend. And then he was just like, okay. And that was that.
I did not just be like, oh, where? I was like...
You literally was like, okay, where'd you meet him? That literally... Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, where'd you meet him? And that was that.
I'm trying to make sure it wasn't Craigslist.
Nothing changed. And, you know, you got to find somebody that can just accept you.
Yeah, man. Definitely. You don't want to find somebody that's going to be talking shit behind your back or, like, you know, just playing around with you. But, yeah, how to maintain a friendship. Just... be genuine, like Ken said.
Honestly, be authentic. Yeah. Nobody wants a fake. Nobody wants a copycat.
And you can't be envious. Like, honestly, jealous, like, the word jealous, people just have put malicious intent on the word. Jealousy isn't really, like, the worst thing. Like, you could be jealous of somebody having, like, you know, something better that you don't, but you can still work towards it, mm-hmm. and you can have it. Like, that jealousy can be wiped out. But being envious is you hating. You like, why they got that? I don't. Like, mm-hmm. they not even this. They not even that. And people be doing that to their friends. And they be like...
And it's so weird. What the fuck? Like, and, it, bro, and that's so friend. Weird. Like, why do you, them. But why do you have that? Like, why is that your friend? Like, just say you don't like that person. Exactly. It looks weird. Very, very, very weird.
Yeah, no. That's definitely weirdo vibes.
What was your second question?
I literally, like, I can't find it. I don't know. But I guess we could just talk about shit that we hate because...
Okay. Okay, start, Ken.
I hate a lot of stuff.
I have a lot of shit that I hate. It's kind of crazy. I hate hypocrites. I hate narcissists. Hypocrites.
Why?
Hypocrites, that's self-explanatory. Like, why would anyone want to be a hypocrite? Just tell the truth and stand on it.
Right. We're talking to you.
Young me, just tell the truth.
No, or if you're gonna lie, stand on it too. Like, you know what I mean? Don't be a fucking pussy. Like, stand on your fucking ground. You're a hypocrite, mm-hmm. be a fucking hypocrite. I don't know what to tell
do
you.
Do what you gotta do. Do what like you should be, damn.
Narcissists.
You think you're a narcissist or an empath?
Good question.
That's not good into the other car, you know. You know
what I mean? Whole nother episode. We gotta take the quiz.
You
wanna
be
that.
Honest at the gig? At the gig with the girls?
What do you wanna say? You seem to have a lot to say about me.
Oh, I was talking about myself. I would shut this whole shit down first off. First off, fuck off.
Bye. No,
I bitch. Think, I pull a yummy pee. Don't play with me.
Bitch, you're not gonna beat me.
I feel like most people are a little bit of both. If I'm being completely honest, because like, I feel like with narcissists, I don't really know like the defining things, but I know it's about just thinking about yourself and all that shit like that. But I feel like, you know, at some point you do have to think about yourself. Like, you can't really put everybody else over you. Yeah. But empath is also about taking care of people and just knowing the balance
and taking between people's the two. Feelings into consideration.
Yeah, like narcissists don't give a fuck about how you feel.
The problem with narcissists they don't care nor really genuinely give a fuck. They just, if they have an obligation, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I was raised by narcissists my whole life. Like, everybody in my family has been a pathological fucking psycho person mm-hmm. in regards to how they perceive themselves. Like, mm-hmm. they thought they were the shit. You know?
Well...
But I
feel my
I was raised by narcissists, and I feel like narcissism is not necessarily, like, you can be narcissistic towards yourself in habitual manners, like in things that you should be praising yourself for.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know what I mean? Like, giving yourself that pat on your back is not bad. But when it goes over other people and like you're not considerate of people, that's when
I agree. I feel like I didn't grow around like I feel like growing up I had like some people that were narcissists and some people that were truly empaths. Like, it was like my mom's a narcissist. Like, she's like like if we're gonna get into it, like, Deandra is like that girl. She's that narcissistic girl. Okay? But my grandma, she's an empath. Like, she will do anything for anyone. But she knows how to balance it and take care of herself. She knows if it's not about her, she's not about it. But if you need help, she will help you. So I feel like that really shaped who I was. The only person in my life that I feel like is kind of a mix of both is my dad. So I feel like in the real world, he's a narcissist. But when it comes to his children, he's an empath. Like, he'll he'll do whatever to make his children happy. So, I mean, yeah. I don't know if that's okay, but yeah.
I mean, we see how Shandor behaved.
We knew the vibes. I mean, quite frankly, you know.
I don't know. My mom, she's definitely not a narcissist. But she's definitely not a full empath. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom's, like, she's never the type of person where it's herself first. Because she's always putting her kids first. So, like, family-wise, you know. But I feel like work-wise, no, even then, she still won't be a narcissist. I don't know. I feel like everyone, I just see everyone with, like, a mixture of both. Only for, like, some people where it's like, oh, you're either full empath or you're full-on crazy narcissist. Like, you're full-on, like, Four Loko.
I think like you said, we're all a mixture of both. But I feel like some of us lean more towards one side than the other.
Yeah, no, definitely. I was about to say, there's percentages. Like, you could be 75% empath, 25%.
Yeah, you know. Narcissist. But I feel like that's more common than somebody being 100%
of full, one. Yeah. Nobody's 100% of anything.
Something I hate, I really hate plugs that answer very, very late. I'm sorry. I'm going to bring it to this podcast.
3 hours later, but like, you still want it?
No, I don't. Because you know what? And at that point, I didn't find anyone that gave up and I don't care. I bought food with that 30. You're done. I bought food already. I don't need weed at that point. Like, I'm already pissed. You didn't answer. Like,
you know, and like, I'd be forgetting, like, they have a life. Like, I'd be thinking, like, see, the thing I love
but
about...
But bitch, I'm paying you.
I'm about to say, you're not about your money? What's your life?
But listen, the thing that I love about this one plug, should I say her name?
I don't think.
I'm going to just say Miss Banks. Mm-hmm. The thing about Miss Banks is that she posts when her menu was going to be up. And she has time. So it's like from this time to this time. And that I've never seen any plug that's selling you know, do that. So it's like, I feel like if they just did that, like if they just had a platform where it was like, yo, gonna be around 7 to 12, da da da, so people would know. But no, y'all just unannounced, it's random, it's like, yo, can I be around?
Pick up, then I'm like,
they're like, no, actually I just left the country.
Right. It's like how I text you every day consistently this week, you answer, and then on the one Saturday you're just MIA. What? So fuck me. That's what you're basically saying. Quite so frank. Fuck me.
They took your 30 and they're eating birria tacos in New York.
Wow, they got enough saved up for the Airbnb, I see. That's gonna piss me off.
Yeah, once they get enough money for the charger,
that's gonna piss me off.
Once they get enough money for school, you're done.
That's gonna piss me off. Weed. I don't like that.
No, because why is that big? She got so much shit in school and she just gotta buy some shit, like.
No, I was really mad because my plug in college got arrested at school. And I was like,
damn,
because I really shouldn't be cracking down on
him. Yeah, I was about to say, they just go through his phone, it's up for everybody. The whole school going to jail.
See, I think that's when I'm selfish. I just saw him getting that police car, and I was like, shit, man.
No, I'm like,
now I gotta find the fucking
When I tell you, I was so fucking mad.
I was really fucking like,
yo.
I'm like, how can you do this to me? Are you dead fucking serious?
I was irritated.
You know, there's never been a time where I didn't have a plug. And I don't really be fiending to the point where I'm like, no, I need it. Like, I'm usually good if my plug be like, no, I can't do it today. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's better now.
I died a little inside.
Me too, but I'm gonna order food anyway.
Right. Like, at that point, like, I can't buy it from you tomorrow.
Food is blessing.
I already ordered it. Like, I can't buy it from you tomorrow. Like, you had to be, it's either now or never for me. It's always that. Like, if you can't come right now, I don't want it at the end of the night.
You're like, no, I got you in
3 days,
though.
Sir, you're
not,
why are you calling at 4
a.m.? I'm about to say, sir, I'm going to block your number by that.
Why are you really doing the worst time?
No, because then they text you in the morning. They like, oh.
I hit you up at 10:30.
It'd be like what, 5 a.m.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, you still need
it? They'd be like, good morning.
Why are you texting me? Right. Like, why are you I don't need it right now.
I plugs that use reactions. Like, don't love my message.
Do not
love my message.
Let me tell you about DT. DT, he's that drug dealer that's just like, he don't know what's going on.
Acting wild.
Like, just, but like, DT, you'll be like, can I have an eighth? He's giving you 2 bags. And he's like, here you go. This probably equals an eighth. And there's no eighth.
No scale, no
nothing, just vibes. And then DT, he's also like, he could be anywhere in the globe. Like,
yeah, he's like, no, sorry, in DR right now.
Yeah, I text him today, he could be 2 blocks from me. I text tomorrow, 80 miles from me. Text the next day, I'm right next door. So, you never know. You know, you just never know.
I hate white people that say the word ghetto. Y'all make me mad all the time.
I hate white people that Rica? Say the word nigga.
Yeah, that's Rica!
I hate all of them, collectively. Yeah,
it sounds so weird when it comes out. I'm like,
don't say ghetto.
Why? Do you even know what ghetto is? Do you please. Know what that
y'all be saying it to the worst things. Like, right. I see a crowd of people dancing. Y'all be like, that's so ghetto.
How?
What? How?
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Stop saying that. You can say something else. Like, y'all have plenty of words. Pick up the Webster Dictionary. Look for another word, but ghetto is not the one that you.
I'm seeing a lot of this, but I want to see this.
Nothing.
And when we get the video up, y'all gonna know what we mean. Because we're done. We're
done.
You're done. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Let me talk about the mayonnaise creature.
I'm about to say, let's just get into
goblet.
It. It's 2021. Why are you still talking to a white person? Like, let's
no,
just
let's really get let's into like, it. Oh and God. Why are you bragging?
And
about
I know I have white friends, but they're not white. They're Caucasian. There's a difference. But if I'm thinking back to it, I don't
most
think
of
I have a white.
White friends are spicks.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think I really have like white friends. I think they're probably Spanish, but they have very fair skin. Mm-hmm. But you know,
Hold on. Shout out to the cool white people though, because there is a few out there, and I do know a few. Shout out to my aunt Melissa, you know, Miss Bog, Miss Miller, y'all lit. If I miss someone, people let me know.
Mr. Aguilar, you know, you were great.
I don't know, no, Mr. O'Hate is not white, right? I don't know, but you pale skin, so shout out to you. There are 5% of y'all is cool. But the other 95?
The rest of you should kill yourself tonight.
No, actually.
Tonight.
If you're listening to this,
right
you
now.
Should you should
make the decision tonight.
Fill the bathtub.
Yeah. I don't know if we can post that on Patreon, but we'll see.
I'm
bleeping it out. You might have to bleep that part out, but
yeah, no,
you
but
should do
you
it.
You guys gotta go. Like, we're gonna ship y'all somewhere. Please
right
all go
now.
To Mars with Mr. Bezos and have a blast.
And
we'll happily take
we'll,
care.
Yeah, we'll take care.
We'll
of
fix
promise.
What you guys messed up.
Promise that. If you,
yes, sir.
We need to leave white people in the past. Why are we still doing that?
They keep what? Just making more.
But yeah, it's like having a kid. Like, why are we still doing that? Just
they do
get
just
that
keep
out.
Making
just
more.
Just
and the biracials don't make it better. Shut up.
Yeah, no more
white.
No more whites. Go back to where you came from.
Go back, Christopher Columbus. Hate you.
If I could go back through time, I would
beat
the
shit
out of
dog
Christopher
shit
Columbus.
I would be on that river, you know, that picture they took. I would drown the shot in right in that river.
Like, I would be mixing his shit. Like, I would do hella VR boxing training. I would go back. I'm fully suited. I'm like, dum, 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 dum.
Oh my God, 50, I'm not seeing a Rick and Morty.
50 hit
I'm
combo.
Buff as fuck. Buff as fuck. Just
like, I would really, I'll tell all his people, I'll be like, no, back up. I'm like, back up. I'm like, I just want my 30 seconds. I'm full beating his ass. Like, all that.
I'm bringing a crew.
Your crew?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do, like, some heist stuff.
If
like,
I had a time machine,
really next,
I will
like,
also beat the nigga ass who killed Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, that's
see,
crazy.
See what could happen.
The butterfly that. Effect would be bananas.
Yeah.
All of these, like
yes.
It would be crazy. But I would like to see it. To
what,
be honest,
what would you guys do with a time machine?
Well, if I had a time machine, I would go back and I would change a lot of things. Like I would make it so that black people rule this world right now. Because
really?
I would like to see it. Because you know, like I would like to see it.
Okay.
Because if black people had control of America the way white people do,
do you have superpowers? We've unlocked them.
We have fine cars at this rate. If we learned at the same rate as white people, shit, girl.
We'd be in
2050. I would go back and give Europe COVID.
Oh, that's... Oh, imagine bringing COVID back in time. That'd be crazy. Because they wouldn't have shit. They would die. You're going to die.
The whole population died. Bye. No God. Colonization.
Right, just go, like we'll come back here and there'd be a black hole.
They wouldn't
like,
know what to do with COVID. They don't have no Robitussin, no.
Don't
and then,
die.
And then
nothing.
I'm giving the vaccines to every other country.
To the natives. Every indigenous person, like they just sitting on here. Like,
I'm like,
damn.
Come get shot, Johnson and Johnson.
You just sitting there like, damn. Them white people over there is terrible.
They throwing up.
Right,
they
like
turning purple.
Y'all okay? We got the band-aid on. We like, oh, is y'all turning okay? Purple.
No, turning purple.
We like, damn, that. But we gonna leave y'all to it.
Well, we gonna let y'all get back to it. Anyways. Yeah, no, I really think
that, like, white people in America are the actual fucking worst. Like, American white people are the actual goddamn fucking worst. Mm. And then, I also don't like white spics, but that's a different story. I really do, inherently, even though this is a controversial statement.
Get into it.
I really do inherently think that because this country was based on white supremacy, that the behavior that was inhibited by white people has been perpetuated throughout history consistently. And then that therefore guarantees that all white people currently and throughout time until we are no longer in under white supremacy are racist.
Literally.
That's it.
Well,
I mean,
That's just it. Because if you're working towards being anti-racist, that means you're a racist to begin with.
I feel like everyone
is guilty
until proven innocent.
Do you know what I mean? And that's just not to say that racism, like, everybody doesn't have some form of racism in them, but that's to say that specifically anti-blackness is in them. It's inherent in them. It's pervasive. They like to perpetuate it.
I just think that we should all collab, that a lot of them have died and are going to be dying soon.
Yeah, I can't wait. Woo! New generation. Hashtag. Period. Gen Zers. Let's stand up.
Stand up for the Gen Zer flag. Sweat. And I
start. Honestly, if I had a time machine, I would go into the future to get the lottery tickets, to see the lottery numbers, and then come back, play it, win.
Actually,
and that's the end of my powers.
Actually,
I don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
All I wanted was money. Sorry.
Yeah, but you're playing a capitalism game. I would play the capitalism game
care.
Early.
I got $2 billion from the picket. Like,
I'm getting a fucking island home.
Like, bitch, I'm in charge of Jeff Bezos. Like, he's gonna be under me.
I would go to Young Trey and just teach him how to, I don't even know, teach him how to make Google.
Invest.
Yeah, I'm like, invest in Bitcoin. Invest in Bitcoin.
Just keep investing. Just keep investing.
I'm great. Fuck all that.
Okay, any money you get, put it in Bitcoin.
Literally.
I would be a billionaire.
I'm creating my own economy.
Like, I would have so much Bitcoin. I would build my own life.
From the
more life.
Like, fuck Elon, fuck Jeff Bezos. I would have been a
more
triple
life.
Whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Shabba.
I would have had to, they would have to make another saying. It would have been shabba, blah, 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 dollars.
Corvette.
Happy to have you, yeah, I did. Hey, guys.
Pump.
You know what I hate?
Pump.
Not having a haircut.
Oh!
I hate not
we
having
both
a haircut.
Don't have haircuts right now.
Because I feel like it's just so. That's ghetto.
So
that's ghetto.
Let's
that's
talk about barbers on vacation.
Right, let's get to that. Because we should just add his ass. Because I cannot believe you would go on vacation knowing I look like this.
No, like, he really did it during a 2-week period, too. Like,
right, like, how.
And he didn't even say when he was going to be back. He was like,
what?
On vacation.
What?
Like, what do you mean?
I was sick. Like, what do you mean? You know, vacation the one time I need it. Oh my god,
I have no words for him.
Like, you know what I hate?
What?
Kitten heels.
Who?
Kitten heels.
What are those?
Their heels are this small.
This fucking, if you're not gonna come at me with the mature heel like an adult, don't come towards me at all.
With the 6-inch pump,
at least. If you're not rocking with a thin 4-inch heel, do not come up to me, because I don't know why you're talking to me. I don't speak to little girls.
Don't talk to me.
Not little girls.
I don't speak to little girls.
Little girl.
What? Hell no. Don't come at me with a kitten heel. That block shaped heel. What?
Bitch, I'm coming with a kitten Mew Mew. What are you gonna do?
Kitten.
Not talk. Girl. What? I'm hiring security.
What? A kitten.
I'm like,
Mew,
yeah.
Mew.
Measure her shoes.
Measure that? What
measure
is
her
that?
Heels? I'm like, oh.
You cannot
inches?
Come to rugby and friends
I'm like,
with
2 inches?
Kitten heel.
Oh, wow. I don't think she could be in here.
5 inches and up.
At all times. No backup shoes, nothing. It's going to hurt. So
it's
be
gonna
it.
It's going to be a long night.
So be it. We have seats.
Wow. You know, no kitten heels. I'm crying. We hate a lot of things.
What's the food you hate?
Food I hate? You know what's crazy? I feel like I've never been picky. Because, like, it's always just been, here's the food, eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I really don't hate any food. Like, I really just eat a lot of stuff.
I hate cold cut sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah, it's just too, like, that's too much meat and condiments and shit. Like, I don't.
But, like, you don't like a nice, just, like, Italian sub with, like.
I can't get into that. I don't know. I just don't like all the stuff.
You never had, like, a vinegar on, like,
a I have. In the past, I liked it. But now that I'm an adult and I can choose my taste buds, that's not.
Yeah, I don't know why grown-ass men love subs. Like I think that's a weird concept.
I'm always at work and they're like, you guys want a sub? Fuck no. Ew.
Honestly, are you as a grown-ass man going to Arby's?
You want to die?
I honestly really like... Oh my really god,
that
like,
zebra meat? Ew. Zebra. Ew. Yuck.
Zebra
meat. Don't call me asking me if I want to go to Arby's. Ew. Oh my god, no. Oh my, I would be so offended. No. I don't... You think I'm that kind of person? Zebra. I don't want to go... Ew, Arby's.
Oh my god. Zebra meat. I'm not like the biggest fan of subs. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, let me go to Subway. But I do like sandwiches. Like, I'll probably take in a sandwich. Like, I like getting the BLTs from Chick-fil-A Nuts.
BLT, or even that's
the tuna.
Fine.
I love the tuna sandwiches, but I don't know. Like, I feel like sandwiches, because I really like bread, and it's just a lot. Like, it fills me. And the shit, well, honestly, the shit at the mall is like, there's nothing really to eat. Like, sometimes I'll get something from Popeyes, but there's not really much to eat. So, a good little sandwich at work will help. But I'm not going to go out of my way to get a sandwich, but I am a fan.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't eat meat anymore, so I kind of think it's like, what the fuck can I eat?
Yeah, I must say, we're going to play in a sandwich.
I still eat meat, and I think a sandwich is
disgusting. I went to the park, and then I had an egg sandwich.
I think that buzz. I think egg sandwich is best.
It was a little bit, but it wasn't the best.
Right, I don't know. I can't do an egg sandwich. I like eggs, but I can't do too much.
A whole sandwich.
Yeah, I can't do a whole sandwich.
It was like two-parted, too.
Right. That's too much. That's kind of
No.
Oh my god, I don't know what part stopped them, but we were talking about eggs.
Oh my god.
I must have pressed it while I was laughing.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
No, but no, I didn't know it's still not. Like, I really ate two eggs yesterday.
That is so nasty, Trayvon. I'm so sorry. Trayvon! I'm so sorry, Trayvon.
No, I didn't, like, you know when I hate turning people down? Because I could have said no, but I was like, why not? Like, they made it for me, and like, might as well eat the egg sandwich.
Oh my god, I just couldn't. Like, all that egg. Like,
I know, listen, I took one part home. Like, I only ate one. Another one I threw out because I was like, alright, I'm not gonna eat this when I go home. Like,
oh my fucking god. That's, I just can't. I can't get with that. For the ball?
No.
Oh, I was about to say. Oh.
Somebody made it, like.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, that's even weird. Mm-hmm. That's even gross. I can't do that. I can't. God.
Oh my god.
Not an egg fucking sandwich. Oh, god.
That's like somebody eating a boiled egg in your face.
Oh my god, yo, Kim does that every day. I'm like, ew, this is fucking disgusting. And when you know what boiled egg smells like, while it's cooking, it fucking stinks.
You know what I hate?
I hate when they eat that shit.
I hate scrambled eggs while I'm cooking them. Like, it smells, I don't know why, but it just smells so weird. Like, while I'm cooking scrambled eggs, it smells like dog poop or something.
You know what I hate? I hate the smell of cheese.
Really?
I'd rather burn in hell than smell cheese. Cheese fucking stinks. Like, it smells, every form of cheese stinks.
You know what ruins cheese for me?
Burn in hell than smell cheese.
Because cheese stinks. Like, every time I smell it, I'm like,
burn in hell.
Have you ever had the cheese from Lunchables?
Yes.
Did you like them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Out of my experience with them, was worse. Like, I hated Lunchable cheese.
Lunchables are so disgusting.
Really?
Yes. Oh my god, the only acceptable Lunchable was the nachos. The rest of them shits could burn in fucking hell.
The pizza, you know, was busting, the crackers was busting.
You know what the ham slice was? That was a piece of the burger's foreskin, of the pig's foreskin.
Listen,
are you kidding
me?
That little ass ham slice.
I was broke. Yeah, I was killing that shit.
I eat that motherfucking ham. No, I had the cheese with the two crackers, and then
the cheese and the cracker. Oh yeah, you was fancy. Was,
oh well, you hated you liked Kid Cuisine. And I hated.
I like Kid Cuisine.
Kid Cuisine. I was too broke Cuisine. I never had.
I hated Kid Cuisine. I had TV dinner. Dirty brownie. I love to eat the chicken TV dinner.
Uh-huh.
That shit is so bad for you.
It is.
God.
But the brownie was busting, and so was the mac and cheese.
Kid Cuisine brownie was busting.
I had to throw stuff. It was busting to me.
That's it. To me.
To me. To me.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
bye.
I can't to get you. One of that.
No, that shit was good as hell. I don't care.
You're a fucking liar. I can't. And I can't get the TV dinner.
Well, you know what I didn't like? When kids would do the pizza motherfucking Lunchables and not cook the fucking pizza.
You know, I never had one.
That's so fucking nasty.
You can't cook the pizza all the time. Too. Like, we don't have the resource.
I'm about to bring Lunchables back.
I don't care.
Back,
that's nasty. Like, I really... Okay, because I did summer camp, like, what, 4 or 5 years ago mm-hmm. with my, like, program. I saw kids, like, really eating
raw. I'm about to say, it really do be a cold like, motherfucking pizza. Like, nasty, cold
nasty,
as hell.
Nasty.
Not unmelted cheese.
And we had a microwave. So I'm like, dude, yeah, I'm going to warm it up. Like, that's how it's supposed
They're
to
like,
be.
They're like, no.
So, like, this is how I always eat it.
One bite. No.
Like, ew. I'm about to bring Lunchables back, though. I will bring a nacho Lunchable to work.
Oh, shit. I'll fucking
chew that shit up. Ooh, this
is
the
Lunchables.
Have you ever seen those?
Yes, those are really good, too.
Nacho things?
Uh-huh.
Those are busting.
Soup's good.
Those bust for, like, a little convenience store food.
What's your convenience store order? Like, what you picking up when you hit the, your, like, I have it's a dollar store with all, not even dollar store, a corner store with all your favorite shit.
I have 4 things I always get. Right, I get a drink,
mm-hmm.
a bag
Wait,
of chips.
Wait, no, what kind of drink, though?
Probably Arizona.
Okay.
Wait, it depends on my money situation.
Yeah, okay, let's say I have $5 in the situation, I'm getting wrap.
$5 order, okay.
I'm getting wrap. I'm getting Arizona. Probably a bag of Doritos. I'm getting a cake, probably honey bun. And I'm getting candy.
I have never, in a million years, since we've been together, seen you.
A million
since
years.
We've been in the 5 months we've been together.
I do like honey buns.
No, honey buns are, you know what's crazy?
They don't have them in the gas station anymore.
I didn't even know you could heat up honey buns until I saw Shadon do it on a school radiator in 8th grade. He had the honey bun and the radiator was hot. And he put the honey bun on, and he warmed it up, and he was like, try it.
So he just sitting there, he's like, watch it. Got the damn thing on the radio, and he's like,
yes, watching it cook.
So your teacher's teaching, and he just puts the shit down, and he's like,
fuck your honey bun.
And he just sitting down, and he's like,
he flipped that shit, and he's like.
It was in the plastic. He had it in the heater.
Sat back down.
And I was like, what are you doing? He was like, I'm heating a honey bun up.
Oh, that's a mess.
And then I did it, and that changed my life. Like, now I can never eat a cold honey bun. Like, I always got to heat it up.
I love cold honey bun.
Mm-hmm.
No, sometimes I got to eat a cold
honey bun. I want a honey bun right now.
I can only eat pastries and sweets cold. Like, it has to be like.
Can we go get a honey bun?
Because if it's hot, except for pie. Pie, I love.
Is the store open? It's 8:35. I want to go to the chicken shack. Y'all know me.
I'm hungry.
I love the chicken shack.
Stop, I'm on up.
I'm like going on the top.
Check in with me and do your job. Like,
I guess that wraps up the pod.
Yeah, I guess that's part 2.
What should we eat?
Yeah, give us suggestions in the comments.
No, what should we eat, though?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Ass.
Oh, wow.
On the podcast, babe.
Ass.
On the podcast.
Really?
Why would you say
Why would you say that? This is a Patreon exclusive.
What?
Oh, it
isn't. This is going to go right in it.
We spilled so much.
It is going right in.
You're such a messy bitch.
Said and it isn't. I'm fucking crying.
All right. I guess this has been Black Boys in Motion.
This has been Black Boys in Motion. Thank you for listening to the bonus episode. If you listen all the way through, you must really like us.
Yeah, it
was crazy. You must really like Black Boys in Motion. So, you know, keep supporting. Keep, you know, staying with us. Keep hanging on. Sorry again for last week's situation. It might happen again. I'm not going to say never. But
sorry for all the bleeps.
Yeah, sorry for all the bleeps. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.